Broadcasting from the studios of KCCU on the campus of Cameron University, this is the Texoma Report. I'm Melissa Beck, and now the news. Oklahoma County Judge Cindy Truong denied a request on Monday for a temporary injunction that would have blocked the state from enforcing new abortion laws set to take effect on November 1st. Oklahoma Public Media Exchange's Beth Wallace has more.
The laws will implement new requirements for physicians giving abortions and regulate abortion medication. On September 2nd, several reproductive rights organizations filed a lawsuit that challenged a handful of the state's anti-abortion bills passed in the spring, including a law that would prevent pregnant people from getting an abortion if what the legislature calls a fetal heartbeat is detected, and charging physicians with murder for performing those abortions. Other incoming laws include one that would restore Oklahoma's abortion prohibition if Roe v. Wade is overturned. According to KOCO, the plaintiff's counsel says they plan to appeal to the Oklahoma Supreme Court. In Norman, I'm Beth Wallace.
Oklahomans are used to an active severe weather season. That usually means lots of thunderstorms and, infamously, tornadoes. This past year's storm season seems to have been relatively less active. Oklahoma Public Media Exchange's Tristan Watkins spoke with the National Weather Service's Rick Smith.
Though this year's storm season was less severe, meteorologist Rick Smith says not to get used to it.
Overall, when we look at the statistics, we have had a below average number of tornadoes the past 2 years. However, if we look at 2019, we set a record for the most tornadoes ever recorded in the state in a calendar year. So there's a lot of variation in those numbers.
Though we have seen fewer tornadoes, Smith says it's too early to call it a trend.
If you look at the last 20 years of tornado history in Oklahoma, for example, 13 of the last 20 years have been above average. So we're not seeing any trend at all that indicates tornadoes are becoming less frequent or anything like that in the state.
As it stands, Oklahomans should not expect any real decrease in tornadoes in the state and should always have a severe weather plan. In Norman, I'm Tristan Watkins.
Cameron University has partnered with the National Fitness Campaign to add a sleek and modern outdoor fitness court to its Lawton campus. The fitness court is located adjacent to the Aggie Rec Center on the south side of campus and is only the third fitness court in Oklahoma and the first located in southwest Oklahoma. Cameron's chair of sports and exercise science, Dr. Stephanie Boss, is thrilled to see this project come to fruition.
This is the Cameron University's outdoor fitness court, and it actually comes with a fitness app that goes over the 7 core stations. And if you're a novice, it also has the app also has free workouts that you can actually look at as you work out through each of the stations, all the way from basic novice all the way to advanced. And it goes through each of those stations. It also has advanced workouts, and they're all free on the app. So it's really an app-based if you're new or you're not used to the fitness center. And then we also have classes that we're going to offer for students and then for the community. And those will be instructor-based. So all the way from core fitness to aerobics, kickboxing. Actually, we're going to integrate something in with that, so kind of like take it to the next level.
As traditional public school enrollment plummeted last year, charter school enrollment actually went up across the country. State Impact's Robbie Korth reports more than 10% of that total growth happened at one virtual charter school in Oklahoma.
Epic Charter Schools, Oklahoma's virtual charter behemoth, saw explosive growth last year, peaking at almost 60,000 students. It's difficult to know exactly what drove so many students to Epic, says Sam Duell, charter school policy director with Excel in Ed, a nonprofit education advocacy group. But, he says, families likely wanted to have more control over where their child went to school.
We had ready-made options for when the pandemic hit. I have heard people say that they wanted to attend a virtual charter because they were the pros and they kind of knew how to do it. And many school districts were kind of building the plane as they flew it.
Epic has been in the headlines for a criminal embezzlement investigation, audit of its finances, and major restructuring. But students and their families flocked there anyways. For State Impact, I'm Robbie Korth.
KCCU encourages you to be safe and stay well. That's the news for this edition of the Texoma Report. For KCCU, I'm Melissa Beck. The Texoma Report is a production of KCCU News. For more information about featured stories aired during the program, go online to kccu.org or visit our Facebook page.
Hi, I'm Rick Steves. You may know me from my travel shows on public television or from my guidebooks. I spend 100 days a year exploring the world. My goal? To help Americans enjoy maximum travel thrills for every mile, minute, and dollar. And coming this week, I'm taking my travels to public radio. We'll be talking with travel experts who venture all over the world. It's new. It's this week. It's called Travel with Rick Steves.
Saturdays at 1 p.m. on KCCU.
Hi, I'm Fred Child. Today's culture has tried to relegate classical music to a kind of museum status. Admire it from a distance, but please, don't touch. Don't get too close. Well, join me to reclaim classical music. We'll explore the vibrant scene today in concert halls around the world. It's Performance Today from American Public Media.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. and 7 p.m. on KCCU.